Back inside Maverick territory, Beavers are peeling off to change up their defensemen, and the Mavericks will carry the puck back into the offensive zone. The back wall slid right out in front, a shot and a goal. Mavericks. Pass came out from behind the net. That goal will get credited to Sarah Bustad. Hey, it happens. And another shot and a goal, and the Mavericks go up 2-0.
Things don't always go as we want them to.
Mavs fire another shot. That one nearly trickles past Mowat. Mavs get the puck back. Fire another one, a shot and a goal.
Tell me that you saw it, didn't think I'd turn around. Say, that it's too late to apologize.
There are always going to be those days we'd like to have back and do over. Like that morning you drove away from the coffee shop, forgetting you set your coffee cup on the roof of your car while digging out your keys. Or that day that you got to work and realized you left your cell phone at home and missed that very important phone call. Or how about that time you said the wrong thing to your best friend and they wouldn't talk to you until you apologized?
You know, I certainly like the way we battled back, but it's just real disappointed to get down 3-0. I mean, there's no excuses for it. Just overall, very, very disappointed in the result, because obviously these were three huge points and we had a great opportunity and we missed it.
Well, last Saturday was one of those days for the Bemidji State women's hockey team. The Beavers would love to have those first 6 minutes back, though BSU did try to forget it and battle back.
Watch this, Joyce. Joyce gets the puck back, lines up, and fires a goal! Alexis Joyce sends that one right down the slot and in. Beavers get on the scoreboard. It's now 3-1 Mavericks. Beavers finally get one past Quade. And actually, that one was tipped in by Kiki Radke. And for Kiki, that is her first career goal as a BSU Beaver. Lighty sends that ahead. They wave off icing. Haluska gets to it. At the back wall now, Matt. Centering pass, a shot and a goal. Kiki Radke with her second goal of the game.
What's done is done. It's too late to apologize. Time to look forward and not make the same mistakes again. Sure, would we have liked to come out of the weekend with a sweep? Of course. But credit the Mavericks for their tenacity in their 3-2 win to force the series split. This weekend, BSU is back on the road, this time in their final series of the 2016 calendar year and a non-conference pair of games against RIT in Rochester, New York. Up next, Game 1 between the Beavers and the Tigers on the Beaver Radio Network.